Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
In 2017.
It's a try!
Run hard and tackle hard.
You'll hear more footy than ever before. Across the Triple M Network. For Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. Peter Sterling, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor and James Hooper.
Oh, you got to love your rugby league.
This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
And it's great to be with you on this Saturday afternoon. And then there were five. The Panthers have been eliminated last night. Let's look at that Tyre Power scoreboard. The Broncos 13. The Panthers 6. We'll hear from Josh McGuire from last night and have a bit more of a chat about that. We are going to, of course, hear from Nathan Hindmarsh as well.
Oh, yeah, honey.
Yeah. You've got something you'd like to talk about, Wendell?
Well, you know, our listeners, they love our show, and you know, everyone knows I'm one of the favourites of the show, and you two girds.
Yeah.
And this is what I love. Hey, Del, I'll be at the office close to the start if you need a hand with starting the car.
This is for those who have just joined us.
Sorry,
Wendell's car is at the star as of what last Tuesday night.
Yeah.
He was there for the
RLPA Awards.
Awards. And, of course, he left the lights on.
I'm sorry.
Excitement got the better of him, Tony. He was that keen to get inside and get the sneakers out, bust them out. He accidentally left the lights on.
And then this guy here, this is not very helpful. He's got me all wrong. He said... maybe invest in one of these, Dell. It is like a car charger, like a starter. And give Super Cheap Auto a shout out. I know you like a freebie. I can't believe it. I do not like a freebie. I'm happy to pay, but if it's free, I enjoy that. It's called the Jump it's called the Jump Starter Battery. The JNC 660.
Okay. I do not like a freebie, but I've just plugged Super Cheap Auto.
And read the barcode
and
out.
The model of the charger.
Can I see this? Yeah, it does.
Does it come in any other colours?
I don't know, but I just wanted to get my car started at 3:30, and then I want to get out there to ANZ Stadium to watch this. This game.
Yeah, I've got to work. Super game,
and then one more here.
Yeah.
Okay. No, actually, that's it.
You are such a professional.
No, this is for you, Tone. This is for you. David Lander said, tell Tony he still has the Dragons Holden Cup team in the finals, so yeah.
That's right, in fact, starring Tristan Saylor.
Yeah.
I just have to quote that back to you. I don't like a freebie. I'm happy to pay, but if it's free, that's better.
Brilliant.
Time for this.
What does the fox say? Foxy. Jimmy, Fox, baby.
You touched on that game you're calling tonight. I think Gerds is calling it as well out there at ANZ Stadium.
Can't wait.
It's going to be a ripping game.
Yeah, I hope you're listening in.
I think Justin O'Neill is going to be a big in for the North Queensland Cowboys. Yeah,
so who's that?
Dislocated his elbow and has been missing for about last
four or five weeks.
Well, it's either going to be Bowen or Antonio Winterstone. I think they've got a tough decision to make Cowboys.
I'll give Antonio Winterstone a bit of tap on the shoulder. He had a terrible game last week, and he's injured. He's still busted.
Yeah, so that wouldn't surprise. That was how it unfolded, Wendell. But look, the other massive game out of last night, obviously, the Brisbane Broncos, congratulations, progress to a preliminary final against the Melbourne Storm. And they got a great rivalry, these clubs, Tony. It was really interesting. Last time they played, the Melbourne Storm actually really gave the Broncos a bit of a touch-up at Suncorp Stadium. I think it was 42-12 back in round 16. And I spoke to a few people at the Broncos this morning, and they said after that game, Wayne Bennett actually gave one of the longest dressing room talks that he has given all season. He said to his players that he believed they'd beaten themselves. They were showing too much respect to the opposition because... it was around the origin time, so your Matt Gillett's, your Josh Maguire's, they've all been in State of Origin camp with Cameron Smith and Cooper Cronk and all those sort of blokes. And so apparently Wayne really gave him a good stern talking to and just let him know that they need to have more belief about what they can do and the fact that they can beat the Melbourne Storm. They discussed the rivalry between the clubs and why it is so strong. If you go all the way back to 2006, Melbourne Storm were red-hot favourites to win that competition and Brisbane beat them in that grand final. And even if you go back to round three at Amy Park, the Broncos were in front in the closing stage of the matches. The Storm still found a way to win and ultimately prevailed 14-12. But they do have a good record down in Melbourne, the Broncos, in recent times. So they genuinely believe that they are a chance. Massive positives for them, Tone. Their captain, Darius Boyd, will definitely be back. Tevita Pangai Jr., who is an absolute wrecking ball from the interchange bench, will definitely be back. I reckon Jai Arrow probably... misses out. And Corey Oates, he wants to play. He is absolutely busting to play. You were taking the mickey out of it earlier about him singing the team song. He sang the team song. Mm-hmm. He was in good spirits in the dressing rooms afterwards.
But in terms of that, for those who didn't see it, obviously it was a massive collision, him on the shoulder. He was knocked out cold.
Yeah, he was out cold, yeah.
And there was a lot of concern about him.
Yep.
Surely, as the week, you know, he may well have sung the song last night, but yeah. What's the protocol in terms of him being able to play next week?
The protocol is 7 days. It needs to be at least 7 days, which it is, yep. Right? And he has to pass all the necessary medical tests, or I think they call them COG tests or SCAT tests or something like that. So he's got to make sure that he ticks all the right boxes with those.
And obviously the medical staff, during the week, they'll monitor him because, you know, if headaches start, to, you know, all those
absolutely.
Sorts of things,
yep.
The duty of care will take place. They got busted up a little bit last night, though, didn't they? Sam Thaiday also.
They had one player left on the bench, saying it was a hell of a performance, really brave from the Broncos. And the bloke who came in, Wendell, on the left wing, he was outstanding. David Mead, what do you think?
Well, like, everyone knows he's a quality player, and I think his best position is on the wing. So even when Wayne played him at fullback last week, I'm thinking, mate, like, why are you playing? I thought he'd move Kahu to fullback. But, mate, I just thought he was flawless last night. They bombed him like 3 or 4 times in a row.
Yeah.
Mate, that was poor kicking from them. Mate, you had to go in between the winger and the fullback. But once someone catches two like that, you just go away from that. So Penrith got that wrong, but Meaty was... I'd like to see Corey Oates sit out next week. I didn't like seeing what I saw last night. I know it's, you know, elimination or sudden death, but just for his health, I hope he doesn't play.
I think if he's anywhere near, he will play, won't he? That's clearly what would happen, given it is exactly that sudden death. Melbourne, you can understand that rivalry, because Melbourne's kind of another Queensland side when you look at who their stars are. A lot of Queensland people in there.
But also, it goes back to when John Rebo and Chris Johns went there. So remember one time they beat us at ANZ Stadium, the old ANZ Stadium at Mount Gravatt, 48-6. I think I said this before. And at halftime, our fans were booing us. And they were clapping their tries at the end, you know. And Brett Camorley was on fire that day too.
They mightn't have a great record against the, you know, Melbourne up there at Brisbane, but they have a better record down there in
Melbourne.
That's
right. Yeah, absolutely.
So I think, you know, they won two of their last three, and obviously we know what happened this year when it was a 2-point victory to the Storm. So they'll go down there with a fair bit of confidence, and especially the injection of Darius Boyd, the fact that they've been able to win those opening sort of two games pretty much without Darius, and the energy that he'll bring and the confidence that he'll bring back in at this sort of final moment, and knowing that they didn't play their best and they can go to another level, I think it makes it an interesting game.
He'll just add so much variety to their attack, Gertz. That's where, like, watching that game last night, they didn't have the usual options that they do have. They weren't asking as many questions as what the Broncos, when they're really red hot, can.
Yep.
Gee, it is a good game, that one there. So it's Parramatta and the Cowboys. That will be on tonight. Can the Cowboys spring an upset? They've got nothing to lose, really, as they throw everything at the Eels. You'll hear it right here. Plenty to come. We'll hear from Nathan Hindmarsh as well, a Parramatta legend, about his thoughts on that game. That's it all to come on Saturday, Triple M NRL for Brighton's Lawyers. Wendell Saylor, Ryan Girdler, James Hooper, Tony Squires with you on this Saturday afternoon. There's been plenty of drama in and around Manly throughout this season, and it finished after they were eliminated last week. There was a few drinks. This was the coaching staff, James Hooper, that had a little bit of drink, as they're absolutely entitled to do. It got a bit willing at some point in the evening or afternoon. Now, assistant coach Willie Peters had an altercation with the club's high performance director, Dan Ferris. Now, as a result of that, Willie Peters, I understand, has been sacked from the position, or they've parted ways.
Yeah, they've mutually agreed to part company.
Correct.
Tone.
And there's a confidentiality clause in that, so we can't get
No one's allowed to talk about it.
Are we allowed to talk about it?
Well, I know what I read in the...
Did you sign the clause?
No, I haven't.
Okay, go for it, Tone.
Okay. I know what I read in the Fairfax media this morning, Tony, which essentially says that, and I must declare here, I've had a little bit to do with Willie Peters over the years, and I've got to say I really like him.
Yep.
He's a lovely champion style of a bloke, and I've never known him to be violent or aggressive or, you know, sort of acting up in that style of fashion at all. But essentially what the papers are saying this morning is that, you know, Willie has been the victim of some bullying at the Seagulls over the course of the last 12 months. And for whatever reason, when they're all having a beer and unwinding, there's been a confrontation with the strength and conditioning coach. And as a result, Willie's been forced to move on out of the Seagulls. So I've got to say, it seems a bit of a gross injustice from where I'm standing. I can't understand why, if Willie's been subjected to, you know, this sort of stuff over the course of 12 months, why one, you know, fairly harmless incident on a night out when Blake's having a beer, it leads to him having to part company with the club. To me, that seems as though it's been pretty poorly handled.
Well, yeah, it's hard to know, not being able on the inside and knowing exactly what happened on the evening, whether he's being punished for what went on that night, whether he was the instigator of the confrontation. That's the, I guess, the problem. None of us is ever really going to know exactly what happened. I mean, have you? It obviously can happen. You know, teammates can get. I know, Del, have you, in terms of teammates, have you ever had any kind of conflict at all where you can just get in a couple of drinks and suddenly I don't like you?
No, not really, mate. No, everyone just loved the Del back in the day. So, you know, but, yeah, a little bit of time out sometimes. If I got too excited, I'd pull myself away. But, yeah, no, everything was all la-di-da.
The thing with this one, Tone, is that Willie Peters isn't a big bloke. He was a halfback when he played the game.
Yeah, Dragons he played for.
Yeah, he's not a big unit by any stretch. Whereas I don't know Dan Ferris, but I've seen him around at games and on the TV and whatnot. And he's a pretty big bloke. So it seems as though to be a bit of a mismatch.
Tony, is Crash Craddock in any danger at this year's Foxtel party? Are you just going to, you know, square up with Crash and just let him know how you feel? Because every week you come in here and you tell us what you think about him, are you going to actually, you know, let him know your thoughts?
Well, you know me, Ryan, and I don't take a backward step. Yeah. You know, I'm one of those kind of guys. In fact, there has been in this very group of people, there's been some kind of conflict before. I think we can play you some of it now.
Run hard, tackle hard, Ryan Girdler. That's the sort of advice. That's
great.
We hear that a
genius,
lot.
Genius, isn't it?
Yeah. And the thing about it, just it stays fresh.
Yeah,
every time you say it, I think that's good advice.
I get pumped up.
I agree.
did you do either of those things?
No.
You ran hard.
Actually, speaking of this,
he just put the slipper in.
in the hallway.
Are you running at me or am I running at you?
No, you run at me.
I run at you.
And I'll make last night's Chardonnay that far out of your brain.
What time are you running at Gertz?
I'm running at Gertz just after we go off air. So the kickoff here is at 3 o'clock.
More likely, what time do you need the ambulance?
I've already called Triple O. They're waiting out the back.
You worry. Have you got your Medicare card? It's very funny now.
Yeah. Very funny. That was only a couple of weeks ago, Tony.
It was.
It never happened, though, did it?
It's not going to happen.
Oh, isn't it?
No, it's not going to happen. This is Saturday Triple M NRL. We do it for Bryden's Lawyers. Now, remember, you could have a superannuation or TPD claim. Speak to Bryden's for free legal advice at askbrydens.com.au.
Oh, my goodness. Triple M rocks the footy.
And then this guy here, he's got me all wrong. He said, maybe invest in one of these Dell. It is like a car charger, like a starter.
Mm-hmm.
Give Super Cheap Auto a shout out. I know you like a freebie. I can't believe it. I do not like a freebie. I'm happy to pay, but if it's free, I enjoy that. It's called a jump. It's called a jump starter battery. The JNC 660. Okay.
I do not like a freebie, but I've just plugged Super Cheap.
And read the barcode.
And the model of
I just wanted to get my car started at 3:30, and then I want to get out there to ANZ Stadium.
Yeah. I just have to quote that back to you. I don't like a freebie. I'm happy to pay, but if it's free, that's better.
This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
And you're sorted now, I understand, Wendell. Is that right? You're sorted? You've got somebody coming in to fix you up?
Someone's going to come and help me start the car. I can't wait. I love people. You know what? I love people just keep giving because I know I'm a good person. I keep giving, people give back.
Yeah, that's true. Or it could be some really dangerous stalker who has finally found a way of meeting you face-to-face in a darkened car park.
Oh, I love that.
Anything could happen. So then you're going to drive to ANZ Stadium for the call. Well, you have to keep the car running. Is that far enough to recharge the battery, do you think?
Yeah, of course it is, mate. Yeah, man, I'm a handyman. I know that stuff. Handyman? I'm not a handyman.
Mechanic.
I'm great. I'm going good.
Yeah. You are going good. You'll be going good. I've noticed.
I'll drive behind him.
Yeah, good work. I've noticed on your social media that you have been back into training there, Wendell, because you're part of this Legends of League, and this is on Saturday, November 18 at Central Coast Stadium. We've got six sides here.
Yeah.
Which is terrific, and there's going to be a top eight as well. Six sides. Brisbane, you are the captain of. I'm just looking through the side. I don't know if you gentlemen have the copies of this. Some pretty good footy players running around. Gordy, Talis is in that one. Lottie Tkiri, Sean Berrigan, Neville Costigan is there. Kevin Campion. Looks terrific. And Wendell, you are captaining, and plenty of good players on the other side. Just talk us through what's going on.
Yeah, look, it was something that about 8 months ago, myself, Matt Hill, from IP Events. And Steve Menzies, the Beaver's always, he's always got something going. So we were talking a bit about golf and we've done corporate stuff. And we said, look, let's try and get something to get the boys back together. And a great charity angle, and there's obviously there's prize money in it with sponsors. So obviously we're all sort of a bit older and a bit fatter and not as fast, but it's going to be full on contact. 9-on-9, it'll be like three-quarter field, November the 18th, Central Coast. And I've got to say, all the boys have been really good. We wanted something that everyone could work towards. And, heaps of the boys have been training. Willie Mason's just been just... plenty of banter on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Have a listen to this team. This is the favourite, this team, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the Mark Hughes Foundation is in partnership with them, so a lot of the money will go to them.
Beautiful.
They had the launch up there. So this is the Barbarians team. Matt King, captain. Craig Wing, Michael Crocker, Scott Hill, Craig Yao, Tim Brasher, Amos Roberts, Michael Wayman, John Scandalis, Paul Fatawira, Joe Nalabau, Matty Guy, Chris Walker, to name that. That's a pretty fair team.
That is a fair team.
And then you have a look at the Newcastle team, they've got a pretty fair team as well. Kurt Gidley, that's just, you know.
But he's still playing, isn't he?
Yeah, he's still playing over there in Super League. So, look, mate, there's some of these guys are still playing, but for me, when I sat down, I said, look, especially after what happened with Chad...
Robinson?
Yeah, Robinson. Like, yep. I wanted the boys to get back together, and everyone talks about, are you okay? And I just thought it'd be a nice way to get the boys back together and just make sure that we're there for one another. Obviously, we're going to have some sore bodies by the end of it.
Yeah.
Cliffy Lyons is playing for Manly.
Yeah, I just saw that. I'll tell you what, the Dogs haven't got a bad side either.
Willie
Mason, Rennie Matua, Mark O'Mealy, Brent Sherwin, Willie Talau, Tony Grimaldi, Dean Halitau. It's good. Yeah. Brett Camorley.
Comes back, Rod Silva. Be great to watch a lot of these guys run around. But why aren't they reading the name Ryan Girdler in the bar? Were you invited, Girds?
World Cup's on.
Yeah, I had a chat, but I'm involved in the World Cup, so I'll be away that weekend, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you miss it? I mean, this notion, I know you're in training now, but you'll be playing against some guys who have just either a year out of the game or are still playing the game. Are you happy and ready? It's going to be absolutely full on.
Well, mate, look, I think, mate, you're always... Everyone's different. Like, you're always competitive. You always want to have a bit of fun as well. And, mate, even, mate, Gordy, like, listening to him last night, he's pumped up. And sometimes you need a bit of an end goal, you know. I mean, obviously, that contact, we love it. You don't miss playing football, but I think I miss the camaraderie of being in and around the team. And even this weekend, there's no one there that I don't really like. But I'll give you a little tip. When I play Manly, Simon Amano, I'll be using a bit of footwork there because I saw him knock Steve Renoff out one night at Belmore just iced him. So, he can hit. But, yeah, it's just being competitive and the boys are back in the training and it's something to, something to have a bit of fun with and enjoy it.
You said you miss the contact.
I do.
You miss, running stupidly fast into another person running stupidly fast.
I do because I didn't have the skill and the finesse that Gerd's had and, you know, players like Lockie and that. So, for me... Power and being a beast was my thing.
Do you miss the contact, Ryan Girdler?
Sorry,
I miss certain parts of the game. I played in I think 2009 when we played in the Origin sort of All Stars game against Queensland to raise money for the Brisbane floods, and that was obviously 8 years ago. So I'd only been retired 4 or 5 years to get out there now against some of these younger guys and guys like Wendell and that. I mean, it'd be pretty hardcore, but it'd be a good couple of days up there socially. I think that's why, and Wendell touched on it before. I mean, that's why a lot of these guys are involved. There'll be some guys out there, Wendell and Gordon and that, who will take it seriously. And he won't be happy till someone's, stretch it off. And there's other guys just going up there just to catch up and have a beer. So
they're the guys who'll be stretching off.
But people like Clint Newton, like, I've never really got to play against Clint Newton, and he's a good mate of mine. He's been giving me some banter, and I said, mate, I'll be spotting you up. He goes, mate, what I'll have ready for you is a bit of oxygen. I said, mate, don't worry about that. You just get your shoulders ready, son.
Yeah.
Saturday, November 18, it's at Central Coast Stadium. Get involved. Think www.tickertech.com.au/legends of league.
And the great man, how can
match
I forget?
Officials. Match officials. You buried the lead.
Yeah, mate, the great man, mate, the greatest ref of all time will be back.
What, Steve Clark's ref?
He will be. Sean Hamster will be there. But Bill Hollywood Harrigan is back.
Oh, that's worth the price of it.
100% it is.
Right there. Yeah. See Bill Harrigan running around in the short shorts. This is Saturday Triple M NRL. We do it for Bryden's Lawyers. Triple M just rocking the footy for you on a Saturday afternoon leading to that big game this evening. Parramatta taking on the Cowboys is at ANZ Stadium. You will hear it right here. Expectations on the Eels after their terrific performance last week against Melbourne in Melbourne, and one man who will be riding it as it's happening this evening is a Parramatta Eels legend. I'm, of course, talking about Mr. Nathan Hindmarsh. Heine, g'day.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Very, very well, thank you. How are you feeling? A little bit butterflies in the tummy?
Yeah, a little bit nervous. I'm just about to have my afternoon nap before I head out there. Just had some lunch, so I'm about to bat cave it up.
Really? Yep. Are you a nap most days kind of guy?
No, I wish. I've got four kids here, mate. There's no chance of having a nap.
Yeah.
And if I ever did, I'd have my backside handed to me by my wife. So no napping in this house, mate. Definitely not.
Are you confident about what you're going to see out there this evening?
You know what? Reasonably confident. Because I think, you know, the Cowboys, we've been writing them off for weeks now, and they just seem to keep delivering. So I'm not 100% over the line yet, but I think if the Eagles play their best footy, I think they'll be too good for the Cowboys today, though.
Heine, you said that you were confident. Is there a chance that the boys, you know, they've had a big campaign last week. It's not easy to go down to Melbourne and play the way that they did. It takes a fair bit of petrol out of the tank. Is there a chance that they get a little bit complacent, go in, and as you said, you know, take the Cowboys a little bit lightly?
You know, I don't think so. Not knowing Brad Arthur quite well, I dare say he would have, you know, made sure that there would be no complacency going into this game. But I think they would have taken a lot of, even though they didn't win last week against Melbourne, I think they may have taken a lot of confidence out of that game to say, you know, they're only beaten by a couple of points. But to walk away from playing a big game like that in Melbourne against Melbourne, you know, and to only lose by a few points, it's a big confidence booster for the boys.
Did it surprise you at all last week, their performance, Heine, or did you know that they had that?
No, I knew they had that, you know, and the Eels, that team's a side that if no one gives them a hope to win games, they play really well. It's the games they've expected to, you know, beat teams quite convincingly that they struggle against, like your Knights this year and your South Sydney's towards the back end of the year as well. Those games, they get a bit nervous because they, you know, they're expected to win those games. But the games they're not given a chance in hell in winning, they go down there with all confidence.
Heine, you played in some damn good forward packs with the Eels and with the Blues and also the Kangaroos. What do you make of this Parramatta pack?
No, I like it, mate. Especially the addition of Browning, Nathan Brown. I think he's obviously been the backbone there for that forward pack. The work he gets through, you know, it's unbelievable. I don't know how he does it, but he's been an outstanding pickup for the Eels this year. Tepoi Moroa, I thought, was outstanding last week before he went off his head knock. He's going to develop into quite a good player. And then you get your boys like Timmy Manor, who just knows how to game. Manu Mau has been impressive as well. So. Yeah, Daniel Amara, you know, hasn't played too much first grade, but he seems to have stepped up to the mark this year as well.
Hey, Heine, mate, what is it about Taumalolo that you guys seem to be able to stop him? Like, I think he's only averaged like 90 metres or something, you know, the couple of games that you played against him. Is it just getting into his face really quickly, stopping that momentum?
Yeah, you know, I think that's the key. It's got to come from marker. I think, you know, if they're aggressive from marker and really get out at him before he gets a bit of a bit of leg speed into him, you know, I think that's the key. But, you know, even last week, Taumalolo, you know, the Cronulla Sharks tried doing that too, and he still carried, you know, three or four players for 10, 15 minutes. So it's going to be a tough job, but, you know, safety numbers, as they say.
They must be excited out your way, Heine. Obviously, it's been a while, and they get to play, you know, a home game against, you know, opposition, as you said, that they should really beat. Do you think they'll get a few people out there tonight?
I'm expecting big crowd out there. You know, that's got that vibe around it. You know, you see the streamers around and about in Parramatta. Everyone's at the flags hanging from the cars. So it's a good feel out this way, mate. So expect an efficient crowd for Parramatta supporters anyway.
Hey, Heine, when Mitchell Moses switched mid-season, did you think that he was going to have as bigger influence as what he had in terms of the style of footy and the success that the Eels are now having?
No, I didn't, mate. And, in all honesty, no. And the thing for me was, it wasn't his attack, it was his defence.
Yeah.
I was worried, you know, how are they going to fix his defence?
Yep.
And those first couple of games, you know, watching him, he looked quite poor in defence. But, you know, I think I spoke to Brad Arthur, he'd been working with him straight away as soon as he got over there. And you can just see the change in him already, the confidence he has in his defence, his ability to hit and stick instead of just trying to hit and get bumped off. So he's turned the corner that with his defence. Having Jennings over there helped him as well, I think it's changed things for him a bit as well. But, yeah, definitely. When he first got to Parramatta, I thought, "Oh God, what are we doing here?" But it quickly changed, so it's good.
I was interested to read this morning in the paper a quote from Corey Norman saying, and I quote, "But really, when people ask why our combination, this is combination with Mitchell Moses, why our combination is working so well this year, I think that's your answer, because there is no ego. Nobody needs to say, oh, I'm the dominant half. When you look at those two boys, I would have thought there was some ego going on there, but they seem to have put that aside and playing brilliantly together.
Well, they are playing brilliant together, but We all know Normie, surely, don't we? There's plenty of ego there.
You know, he's got a bit of swagger.
Between him and Kenny Edwards, it's who looks at the big screen the most.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of ego, how you go there working with Gordy, mate? Do you have to give him a bit of time out sometimes, Big Gordy?
Well, he's had a couple of timeouts. There was one only because of his genital warts flared up, but that's a different story. he's got a lot of stories which involve himself.
Oh yeah,
a lot of them are, and they always start off. But for me, I did this, and he's always able to trump your story. I could have found $1 million cash somewhere. He would find $2 million.
He's a good man.
Gordy's a top bloke. He's a top bloke, and we've already given that gag about his genital warts on Matty John's show. So that's been said. I just stole that off the ledge.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not even original. And Heidi, just before you go, we've been talking about Gordy as well. Exactly. The joke or the Legends of League that you're playing in. Yeah. If you're chosen, we are playing with Parramatta. Luke Bird is your captain. This is the games on November 18. Have you chosen who in the other teams you would like to run at and who you don't want to run at?
Well, I haven't. Well, Dell, I'll stay away from Dell. Mm-hmm. I never really liked having to defend him off a kick return, so I never liked that. I plan on getting at Gordon a bit because he's put on 20, 30 kilos. So I don't think he might make the first tackle, but he won't make the second or third. So that's the plan, to really attack around Gordon there and just make him work a bit harder than what he had to when he was playing for the Broncos.
Mate, what about Scotty Minto? You must be happy to see Scotty Minto back.
It's good to see we've got the good-looking blokes in the there playing. Let's just attract the female audience.
Heine, you've gotten funnier, mate, since you retired. I like it.
It's going to get nasty. Nathan Hindmarsh, hey, good luck for this evening. Yep. I know you'll be riding every one of those tackles. Enjoy it if you can.
Cheers. We will do.
Thanks, mate.
There he is, Nathan Hindmarsh, the Eels legend, hoping that they can get the job done against the Cowboys tonight.
No premierships for Heine, but...
Yeah. You know...
That was unnecessary.
No, wasn't it?
He's one of the best blokes in the league.
He won the People's Choice for
Proven
times?
Summons a thousand times.
Times?
Oh, thousand mate. Times.
Yeah. Yeah, well played, Heine. This is Saturday.
Do you get a ring for that?
Brighton's lawyers. Yeah, York. 1, 2, 3, 4.
A minute of the footy.
Too good. Oh, my.
Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere. This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Wendell Saylor, James Hooper, Ryan Gerler, Tony Squires with you on this Saturday afternoon. I'm looking at Mal Meninga's Australian Prime Minister's 13 squad. Picked, apparently, with a lot. The Prime Minister was involved. He wanted to, you know, he told Mal the kind of player he wants to see.
Yep.
In relation to the World Cup coming up, obviously, Prime Minister Turnbull very, very keen on that we get a good side running around. James Tedesco, Dane Gagai, Josh Dugan, Tom Trbojevic, Valentine Holmes, Jack Bird, James Maloney, Aaron Woods, Appy Korosau, Andrew Fifita, Tyson Frizzell, Josh Papali, Jake Trbojevic, Wade Graham, David Clemmer, Dylan Walker, Josh Jackson, Paul Vaughan. Okay, so there's your 18 in your Prime Minister's 13. A couple of things I want to ask. First of all, the game itself. They head to Papua New Guinea, and it's obviously an exciting time for those in Papua New Guinea. Is it an exciting time for these guys pulling on a version of the green and gold? And have either of you ever had the honour of playing in the Prime Minister's 13, Wendell Saylor?
Yeah, I got picked, but I pulled out.
What?
In my last year, it was 2009, and I got a call on Mad Monday. Probably not the best time to call me, Mad Monday. And I knew I was sort of retiring, and I just said, look, yeah, no, I'm not available. I just thought someone else probably deserved the opportunity. You know, dual national, done everything in the game, and I just thought someone else...
have their moment.
Mal's done in regard to this. I mean, look, Wendell's just having a little bit of fun, but back in the day...
I'm serious.
No,
I'm serious.
I know. Yeah. I'm saying you're serious. But back in the day, wasn't seen in the same sort of light, I don't think, is today, where Mao's basically gone out and said, well, back then it was like, if you had already finished pretty much playing the season, you'd make the finals, this game was on, but you were a regular in the Kangaroos side, you'd bypass this.
Yep.
They wouldn't really pick you in this side. But looking at this here, they've said to everyone that's not playing at the moment in the finals, no matter whether you're, you know, guys like Tyson Frizzell and that have sort of entrenched already now in the Australian side, and Dave Clemmer and those guys, you're playing this anyway. Yeah, which gives it a lot more credibility.
Well, certainly Josh Dugan feels that Mal Meninga is backing him afterwards.
It's not just it gives you a little bit more fitness and gets your training and keeps your timing and skills and that up. It's actually like, okay, you guys are in the running to make the 24-man squad. So, and I think it's just great for the concept, and it's also great for the PNG and the fans over there who go absolutely berserk when the Australians get over there.
I think this is the best Prime Minister's 13 I've ever seen. Goods.
Yeah.
And it's an absolute crack side. You look at the number of players in there who've experienced State of Origin and who have already pulled on the green and gold. And clearly, as you just touched on, it just underlines how serious Mal is about wearing the green and gold. He wants it to be the absolute elite echelon of rugby league. And I commend him for the side that he's picked. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how many of these blokes then end up in Australia's 24-man squad for the World Cup in terms of the Kangaroos.
Is there anybody there or isn't there? Just talk us through. You've got some thoughts on that 24, Ryan?
Yeah, well, the interesting thing is going to be the front rowers. And they're obviously guys that also need to play a fair bit, you know, to keep their fitness up. They're the guys that have got to sort of, you know, do the yards through the middle. And if you look at this, you've obviously got Clemmer, who you'd think would be, you know, in the Australian side.
Maybe one of the first pick.
But then you've got, you know, you've got Woodsy, who is captain of this side. You've also got Fifita, who is also, he's in this side as well. But then you've got Campbell Gillard, guys like last night, you've got Dylan Napa, who's still playing. You've got Jordan McLean. So you've got all these young front rowers all vying for these spots. And I think Mal's going to have a real, and it's a good headache, but I think he's going to have absolute nightmares about who he leaves out in that regard. Because 24 players, it's not a lot of people. And especially when you've got young guys that are all sort of either, there's, you know, your Matt Scott's not there. So your established front row sort of, they're not there at the moment. So you've got guys trying to establish themselves. And I think that's going to be the hardest position potentially from out to pick.
You're spot on. The incumbent front row from the test match in Canberra earlier in the year, David Clemmer and Andrew Fifita, both started the match. So they're obviously both in this side. But then, yeah, you're spot on. Dylan Napa was one of the best players in the State of Origin series and really announced himself as clearly a representative class player. Mal picked the merit side after the Origin series, and Dylan Napa and David Clemmer were the starting front rowers. So
Did Fifita do enough in the back end of the season to warrant a place in this World Cup squad?
Not for me. I thought he was absolutely fantastic in that opening State of Origin match.
It was the best front rower's performance judged by many.
Yeah.
Yep.
They've seen.
And that's about all. Then what about for the rest of the series, Tone? About for the rest of the season? I think, he signed a big contract with the Sharks, and I'm not saying he's not an elite front rower. He is one of the best front rowers in the game. But in terms of whether he should be picked for the green and gold, would you have him, Gertz?
No.
I think Campbell Gillard ahead?
I would have Campbell Gillard, absolutely. I mean, I was saying to Hoops before, one of the reasons I think, you know, I thought Taumale was really good last night as well.
Yeah.
Campbell Gillard was the form forward, I think, in the back end of the season. And Penrith, don't forget, they won like 7 out of their last sort of 10 games or 9 games. So they were doing a fair bit of damage. And it was on the back of his form. And he did it. He did it consistently. Every week he was sort of one of their best players. And look, I think we're going to see Dylan Napa in the final stand up. He's obviously got a big job to do next weekend. And then, you know, Jordan McLean and these guys who are still playing week in, week out, I think they're going to be all pushing. And I think even Aaron Woods, you know, Woodsy is consistent, you know, and he had a decent back end of the season for the Tigers, but these other players now, I mean, I think they're pushing him.
Back to Fifita. So I just quickly on, man, if that Origin game, that's the blueprint on how he should play. I don't know why he just wouldn't go back to play like that. Even last week, when times when he should just be going direct, he's hard to stop as it is, getting in behind the ruck and that. He was going so lateral, you know, he wasn't using that footwork. He was, because that comes, when he mixes his game up, that's when he's hard to stop, as he did in Origin 1. I haven't seen anything remotely close to that, so I wouldn't be picking him either.
There was a lot of old-school tackling after that, though. A lot of going for his legs, which hadn't really happened a lot. And he, you know, if you go for the top part of his body, he just motors on straight through.
Yeah.
The Melbourne Storm designed the blueprint. After State of Origin 1, they played Cronulla at Shark Park, and they got numbers in him, and they worked his legs over the entire time, and they nullified his influence. Then the Maroons jumped on the back of that, and Josh Maguire was absolutely fantastic at it. And since then, all the, as is the trend in the game, all the other clubs watched so much football break it all down that they all realised, well, that's one way that you can try and limit his effectiveness in terms of the game.
Just one other thing in there, the Josh Dugan one. Were you surprised at all, politically, given that what had happened with him, both at the Dragons and, of course, the Blues, there was a view that, you know, culturally for a footy team, you know, you're not going to pick him. Or is he going to get in the New South Wales next year? Are you surprised that Mallor said, you know, you've never in the green and gold, there's never been any atrocities. You've always turned up and played well. He was one of the best before he went off in that game for Australia earlier this year. Any surprises that he's there in the centre?
I'm not surprised, given I know how Mal likes to do business. And if you're good to Mal and you are fair and balanced and honest and true to your word, then he'll show you exactly the same style of respect. So it doesn't surprise me in that sense. However, I wouldn't have picked him. I think the way that Josh finished the year, obviously Mary had to make a hardline call. He, by his own admission, has put his hand up and said that he let his St. George Illawarra teammates down, and he hasn't been in fantastic form. So I would have had Dylan Walker in the starting side over Josh Dugan.
Interesting to read those. So that the teams that they alleged to play for, half of the team now moved on to other clubs rather than the club they are listed for there. That's bizarre, isn't it? This is Saturday Triple M NRL, doing it for Bryden's Lawyers.
Ah, yeah.
Bruce Springsteen just rocking it out. Born in the USA. 1 hour to share with you this afternoon on Saturday Triple M NRL. Remember, stick around this evening. Parramatta taking on the Cowboys. You will hear that right here. Dan Ganane will be the voice that will take you through the game alongside Wendell Saylor, Ryan Girdler. Still to come in the next hour, we are speaking of voice. The Triple M footy voice getting closer and closer to the winner. We'll have a listen to the finalists for you in a little while. We'll play a bit of three in five as well. James Tedesco winning the Players Award. Was the voting system the right one? We'll preview the Storm and Broncos and this game this evening. All ahead, Saturday Triple M NRL for Bryden's Lawyers.
Triple M Rock Saturday Arvo footy for Bryden's Lawyers. Protecting your future.